up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we are once again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, back on the radio or the computer or the streaming iPad, tablet, smart gizmo device. You're probably listening on a smart speaker. Man, I tell you, I grew up with nothing but dumb speakers. Anyway, another show is ready to go here. Glad you're along for another edition of the Oompa Hour. I got a stack of records to play as we get rolling here well into 2021 now. I know last week we were kind of on the edge depending when you heard the show. But this week, man, 2021 is on the way. Show number 354. If you're keeping track, and really, why would you be? Here's a great one to get us rolling. It's Jack Tatey and Spicy. There you go, Spicy there. Jack Tatey gets us rolling on another edition of the Oompa Hour. Glad you're with us for another show. I think, I'm pretty sure, I'm almost 100% sure, it's the only Jack Tatey record I've got. Seems to me I read something about him somewhere, Jack Tatey and his Tatey Bears. I think I saw that somewhere. But I'm pretty sure that's the only record I have. And I love the sound, love the record, wish I had more. Got to keep my eyes open. Every now and then you find a box of records somewhere, and darn it if there aren't some polka records in there. Anyway, let us press on with this round of the Oompa Hour. Here's the Heavy Chicago Orchestra. And I don't know if that's supposed to be some kind of a takeoff of the Six Fat Dutchmen or what the deal is, but this is the Chicago Hop Polka. We'll be right back. have it there. The Heavy Chicago Orchestra and the Chicago Hop Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, Eddie Skeets Orchestra, coming up in a second after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum. And I officially invite you to at least check them out online. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them, you know. And you can take a look at a lot of the displays that are there in the museum. And, of course, check out all the other things they have going on with the concert hall and the accordion repair and technician school and activities and gift shop and all sorts of neat stuff. But if you have a chance, check it out in person. They're located in Superior, Wisconsin. Beautiful place to visit, even in the middle of the winter. You get into the North Shore there, going up Lake Superior and all that. It's gorgeous, but it's also cold and snowy. And treacherous. But if you're prepared for it, it's no big deal. But check them out online. That's the best thing to do. And maybe that will inspire you to make a visit, something you want to do when we get into spring and summer again, huh? Worldofaccordions.org. That's where you find them. Check it out. All right. All right. Eddie Skeets Orchestra. This is Uncle Joe's Polka. It's Uncle Joe's Polka, Eddie Skeets Orchestra, on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Hey, glad you're hanging out. How's 2021 going for you so far, huh? I mean, I know we're not way into it, but hopefully, you know, we haven't started it off as some kind of disaster. So far, for me, it feels exactly like 2020 did. I don't notice any difference. The snow is still out there. It's still cold. I still have to plow and shovel and snow blow and all that stuff, so I have not noticed any dramatic improvements or failures with it so far this year. So, hey, what the heck? I got a song here called Hot Lips, Billy Kowalczyk and his orchestra. And you know it's a good record because it says right on it that it's in hi-fi. Well, everybody likes hi-fi. Here on the Oompa Hour, we only use the highest of fi. Oh, yeah. Anyway, this is not the same Hot Lips, by the way. There was a big record for Henry Bussey and his orchestra. Remember with the, was he with the, with Paul Whiteman's band then, or was that a Bussey thing? I think it was a Henry Bussey thing. Anyway, here's a totally different song with the same name, Billy Kowalczyk and the orchestra. We'll be right back. There you have it. Billy Kowalczyk and his orchestra are doing Hot Lips in High Fidelity. And I mentioned, of course, there was a song back in the 30s called Hot Lips, which was a completely different song. And hang on here. I've almost got this figured out because I just happen to have a copy of Hot Lips by Henry Bussey's orchestra here. And as I recall, I had a teacher in radio school about 45 years ago or so. His name was Hank Bussey. And he was Henry Bussey's son of Henry Bussey of the big band. And he used to play trumpet in Paul Whiteman's band. And the guy who was my teacher was trying to find every 78 record that his dad had ever played on, including with Whiteman's band. And we were digging through all my old 78s. And this was, you know, long, 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 long time ago anyway. And so I still have most of my, even 45 years ago, most of my Henry Bussey records are still sitting around in the same spot. And during that last record here, during the Billy Kowalczyk record, now I'm making a mess here. I switched out the needle on the record player so I could play a 78 quick. Is this kosher? Can we spontaneously and without planning play a 1934 song that's not necessarily a polka? It's a 1934 song. It's old time, right? And I bet you could dance to this. And what the heck? It's 2021. Let's live dangerously. And I'm going to hope this record doesn't skip. And I hope I pushed all the right buttons. I had to switch the needle for 78s, which you used to just flip over that little thing on the tone arm, you know. But no, not with these broadcast turntables. You got to pull out the head shell and the cartridge and everything's all different. But anyway, this is the 1934 version of Henry Bussey's band doing Hot Lips, and he also recorded it for Decca, and he also recorded it with Paul Whiteman's band, I think earlier than 1934. I don't remember. It's like I'm running music history class or something. But I love this song. It's great trumpet work, and I just thought we'd do something insane. It's only a couple of minutes long, and let's just throw it in here, shall we? Was just kind of a fun little aberration there, don't you think? Henry Bussey's orchestra, 1934, and Hot Lips, which is totally different than the Hot Lips polka, which I played previously. Sometimes it's just fun to pull out an old 78 and throw it on there, you know? Now I gotta switch my needle back before I have one song to get the needle switched back so I can go back to the other turntable again. The pressure is on. There's Jolly J. Patterson and a song everybody knows, his version of the Laughing Polka.
I was a little lad many years ago. I wasn't very sporty, folks, but yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy and my pappy called me Poo. But I laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. Yeah. I used to know that little gal many years ago. She wasn't very sporty, folks, but yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get me exercise. Yeah. She was fat and clumsy, she weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry, always full of fun. One time we got to mucking around like boys and girls will do. She fell so hard upon it, we both went through the chair. Born in no man's land, far across the sea, the home of hairless monkeys, scratching off their fleas. I do not doubt a word of it, what she said is true. I've been around that gal so much that all I want to do is, yeah!
So you can't at least avoid snickering at that one. Jolly J. Pattison there, and a stunning rendition of the Laughing Polka from White Park, Minnesota. Jolly J. and the band, it says so right on the record. I wouldn't make that kind of thing up. We're in the midst of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with for another round here. Busy weekend. I don't know. You know, we had Christmas here a week ago or whatnot. A little more than a week ago, I guess, and still putting together toys for my grandson. We got the Ultimate Garage from Hot Wheels, where the dinosaur goes down the thing and chomps the cars as they come around on the track. And then, and it says so in the commercial, after the dinosaur eats the cars, it poops them out. They say that in the commercial. And they do, and four-year-olds find it hysterically funny. But I got to tell you, man, the Hot Wheels people who make these sets, because this thing had a bunch of parts that all had to be put together, and they all snap together, and you follow the instructions. It took me an hour and a half to put it together, and that was with no problems. I didn't have any issues. I just did it slowly and methodically and made sure each piece was right and, you know, whatever. It took an hour and a half. And my grandson, he's four, was very patient and very helpful getting the parts for me and whatnot. But I got to say, the Hot Wheels people designed that stuff really good, because every part fit perfectly and snapped and locked into place the way it was supposed to. I'm just like, holy cow. I mean, I'm not doing a commercial for Hot Wheels. I'm just saying they're build quality stuff. And of course, he's playing with my cars that I got like in 1968 or whenever they came out. They're all beat up. I tell people that and they're like, oh my God, those cars are worth so much money. Mine are not. You know, like the hood's busted off, all the paint's chipped off, the axles are bent. You know, they're not worth anything. But he's probably got 200 Hot Wheel cars now, which doesn't make my wife very happy, because even though he doesn't live here, we have a lot of toys for him, and they're kind of taking over the living room now. And, of course, they're taking over the living room at his house. It's out of control, I'm telling you. But anyway, that's what I've been up to. Here's the Deutschmeisters, everybody, Schottisch. We'll be right back. Yo, everybody, Schottisch, I hope you were, because it says on the record that you have to. Deutschmeisters, Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. How about the La La Kazoo Polka? And I think this is the only record I have, too, by Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds. I'm pretty sure, so here we go. See now, the La La Kazoo Polka, and I bet you listened a long way through that and thought, I don't hear any kazoos, and then surprise, there's a whole like kazoo section in the orchestra. Anyway, that's Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We're about halfway through another show already. I don't know how that happens, but I was up trying to find a record here over in the... Man, it's hard to decide which side to play of the record sometime. I was just looking for a record. And I was dashing between sitting at the console and standing at the record shelves over here. And I'm having that wintertime phenomenon. And I think those of you that stay where it's warm all the time, like if you're listening in Florida, or you're listening in California, or out there down in Texas maybe, you don't have the static electricity problem we have here. Because, you know, when it gets down to 5 or 10 below outside and the heater's running, the furnace or boiler or whatever you happen to have, dries out the air in your house really bad. And then you generate a lot more static electricity. And when I get up to run over to the record shelves, which I try not to do when I'm doing the show, I try to pick all my records ahead of time, and I got them right here next to me. I get up, and I get, you know, out of the chair, which has got, like, cloth and my shirt and everything, and then I go across the carpeting, and I get static electricity, and I still have my headphones on because I got a big, long, one of those springy coiled cords, so I can keep my headphones on when I go over to the record shelves. And I get a ton of static electricity in my headphones that goes between inside the headphones and my ears. It's hard to explain, but imagine it's like bolts of static electricity going between the inside of the headphones and my actual ears. And the static and the sparking is going on. And I'm like, one day I'm going to short my brain out and I'm not even going to be able to talk coherently when the record's over. So if that happens, you'll know why, okay? Because it could happen. How about the springtime polka? Sure, it's January in northern Minnesota, at least here. It was 8 below this morning, and I'm playing the springtime polka. Here's the Harmony Kings Polka Band. There you go, springtime polka. I feel kind of springy, actually. The Harmony Kings Polka Band here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. What am I forgetting to tell you? I don't know that I ever even remember to tell you most of the time anymore. If you want to get in touch with us, make a request or a dedication or a question or a comment or whatever. We've had some requests here over the last couple of weeks. I like that because I always have a hard time deciding what to play, even though sometimes it might take me a couple of weeks to find the record. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. And contrary to popular rumor, that does not light up a big red bat phone in the studio. It just goes to a normal phone. But you can text to that number, too, or you can leave a voice message, 218-259-2985. You can email, of course, oompahour@aol.com. And you can also Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Is how you find us there. So, yeah, if you have a request or a dedication or whatever, any of those ways, you can get a message here. And at some point, I'll find it and interpret it and see if I can find the records that you want to hear and whatever. So with that, here's Gino and the G-Notes. This is the Why Polka.
Dlaczego oczy spłakane masz? Dlaczego powiedz mnie? Nic tobie złego nie robiłem i tylko kocham cię. čemu, čemu, čemu dve oči tak smucum še, čemu, čemu, čemu smučiš je. Čemu, čemu, čemu dve oči tak smucum še, čemu, čemu, čemu smučiš je. Będziesz płakać, to będzie źle, proszę ci nie płacz nie. Jesteś na zawsze wybraną już i tylko kocham cię. Czemu, czemu, czemu dwie oczy tak smucą się, czemu, czemu, czemu smuci się. Czemu, czemu, czemu dwie oczy tak smucą się, czemu, czemu, czemu smucisz się.
All right, there you have it there, Gino and the G-Notes there. That's the Y Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Time for a waltz. What do you think? Try to get a waltz into every show, at least. And I guess now would be a good time to do that. I haven't done a Polish vocal waltz in a while. Here are the Long Island Silvertones' Love is the Reason Waltz.
Thank you. Agenda Kvira, razem je benzina. Za rok Agenda Kvira, razem je benzina.
Yeah, I saw a lot of fancy dancing out there on the dance floor during that one, even though it was in your kitchen. The Long Island Silvertones there, Love is the Reason Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show. I got a Whoopi John Waltz coming up here a little bit on the show, too, just because I stumbled upon it. And, hey, two waltzes? I never heard anybody. Here's the Earl Schmidt Orchestra now. Not Earl and the Band or anything, but it says the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Here's the one we all know. It's the Red Bird Polka. That's the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. That's the Redbird Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's do Alvin Stasinski. Man, I used to get a lot of requests for Alvin Stasinski records. One guy a couple of years ago just thought Alvin was like the king of something. What do they refer it to? It was like the punk rock hero of polka or something. I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me either. Here's Alvin, though. This is a Polish Girlfriend.
Kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one we'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. Wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear. 'Cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear. 'Cause you're the only one who'll ever do. And one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but only by you.
There you go, Alan Stasinski there. He's looking for a Polish girlfriend. He's not going to find it with the Whoopi John record. Maybe. I don't know. It could be a while. I told you we had another waltz. Got a Whoopi John waltz for you here. Stumbled on this record. Don't think I've spun it in a while. Is that proper, linguistics? To say I don't think I've spun it in a while? I don't know. It took me all night to get home last night. It's Whoopi John's orchestra.
It's a good thing I had my senses. It took me all night to get home last night, but I had a wonderful time. It's a good thing I had my senses. It took me all night to get home last night, but I had a wonderful time.
It took me all night to get home last night. Whoopi John here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I'm looking at the clock here. I'm thinking a couple of more records, maybe three in the show this week. We'll see what I can't squeak in here. We've got Marion Lush coming up, so hang on, won't you?
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see. What did I promise you? Oh, yeah, Marion Lush up next. This is called Beer, Beer, Beer.
Fellas have many problems. Why not get drunk for a year? Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to good cheer.
Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have.
Get drunk for a year. Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to the cheer.
Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have.
All right, there you go. Beer, beer, beer. Marion Lush. Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. This record's been sitting on the counter for like a month. I figured I better play it so I can put it away. Here's Frankie Yankovic.
Off. Goodness sake, don't slam the door.
Fix the socket, fry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore?
Hang the picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor.
Heat the bottle, change the baby. Yeah, not me anymore.
Thank you.
get up, wash the windows, wipe the handprints off the door.
Change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor.
Take the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, hide the door.
Get the kids and call my mother. Yeah, I'm the anymore.
There you go, Frankie and his Yanks. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, what do you say we go out with John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman? John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman, and I look at the old clock on the wall, and I better stop playing records here. We're going to go overtime, and people are going to start yelling at me. So that's going to do it for this week, but I'll start stacking up the records for next week. Have no fear. There's plenty more to be spinning around here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!